For use with step two, option C, the gifts of transgender people. Gift one, freedom from gender expectations. Rabbi Elliot Rose Kukla.
Seeing ourselves as created beings of our own provides an opening towards infinitely diverse gender identities that are still authentically connected to our histories and communities. 21st century transgender liberation follows in the footsteps of the ancient rabbis. It also builds upon the past few decades of feminist and LGBT organizing, which have created more space in society to express what it means to be male or female and to push at the limits of gender-based hierarchies.
Dr. Virginia Ramey Mollenkott.
As the mother of a son whom I dearly love, I resent boys being told real men don't cry and real men are always in control of every situation. The binary gender construct does not merely differentiate men from women, it elevates men above women. But because we transgender people combine male and female traits in a multitude of ways, we offer visual, embodied assistance in laying aside such unjust perceptions and practices. Christians have a great transgender role model in Jesus of Nazareth, who is a very androgynous human being. He transgressed so many of the gender-sexual rules of his place, time, and culture, including the failure to marry, the doing of women's work, such as cooking and washing feet, the willingness to associate himself with a female personification of God's wisdom, and the willingness to apply birthing, breastfeeding, and other female metaphors to his description of his work on this planet.
Reverend Drew Phoenix.
It is my hope that the church will begin acting like Jesus. Gender identity diversity is not easy for most people, as we have been steeped in an either-or, male-female-only understanding of gender. It is hard to believe that our bodies do not tell the whole story about who we are. I assure you that I am not one of a kind, that there are thousands and thousands of people in your communities and congregations who are suffering with the disconnect that I have felt.
Reverend Phyllis V. Panizzi.
A female-to-male transgender person in my congregation described his new reality as an African-American man, which now included being stopped by police more frequently while driving and being harassed and questioned on the basis of his color and his male gender. Pastoring people who are transgender presents opportunities to examine stereotypical gender roles and how they are often duplicated in ways that are unhealthy and destructive in relationships, even in the trans community. Sometimes I'm required to provide pastoral counseling for the partner of the person going through transition.
Jacob Hero.
As my aging grandmother fought against her present identity based on the biological reality of the current state of her body, I finally realized why I understood how she was feeling. She is in transition, and my experience as a person who has transitioned among sexual orientations and gender identities gives me empathy for her situation. Nikki told me that she's not the woman her body tells her she should be. Her true identity is that of a strong, powerful woman she once was. The reality of the end of life is that our bodies no longer live up to the fundamental realities of who we know ourselves to be. Just as I felt that my body had been hijacked by breasts and menstruation, Nikki's had been hijacked by a list of ailments too lengthy to describe here.